welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about.
Welcome back! It's Welcome Back Day! Welcome back to me, John Schreiner here filling in for Connor Happer, but that's not who we're welcoming back. Everybody's coming back!
Everyone.
Everybody! Keisei Tominaga's back, did you hear that?
I had heard, yes.
All right,
yes.
Ryan Kalkbrenner also back. Trey Alexander, back. And Tristan Newton's coming back to UConn. And Zach Eady is coming back to Purdue. Isn't he 40? Not sure.
He's a grown man. I know that much.
Kind of welcome back Arthur Kaluma. Although we don't know where he's welcoming himself back to. But Andre Jackson of UConn, not you. You're not welcome back. You're staying in the draft. So welcome back, Keisei, Ryan, Trey. They all opted out of the draft, coming back to play more college basketball. And I don't know if you noticed this. I'm sure you did. Everyone did an I'm back graphic. Just a picture of them. Maybe it had their signature on it and said, I'm back. The old Michael Jordan press release, I'm back.
I'm back. Two word facts.
It's just, and seriously, everybody did it. I think Terrence Shannon, who's coming back to Illinois, I'm back. Keisei, I'm back. Do you think Connor will do an I'm back graphic on Wednesday? Because if he doesn't, I'm going to do one for him.
That feels like his wheelhouse, yes.
Yeah, I think he needs to do one. And if he doesn't, I'll do it. And it got me thinking about, so the I'm back graphic is the thing you do when you're coming back for your senior season. Baylor Shireman did an I'm back video. And it's sort of the inverse of the with that being said, right? When you see someone at the end of their season and they put out the long Apple Notes message on Twitter, and then somewhere near the bottom it says, you know, it's full of praise for the school and the coaches and the institution and the fans and all the people that helped them along the way. With that being said, and you don't have to read any further because you know what's coming,
mm-hmm.
Right? With that being said, he's gone. That's it. Don't read any more of this message. You already know. So the I'm back graphic is sort of the inverse of that, right? As soon as you see the graphic, the I'm back, well, obviously, you know, because you can read, I hope. But that's what got me is the sort of dichotomy there. When you see the graphic from a player, it's either I'm back or long message, including with that being said.
Those are the words you're looking for. That's it.
Yeah, when you're, remember in English class when you had to diagram a sentence or read a paragraph? What's the main idea of this paragraph?
Mm-hmm.
When you see a with that's being said, you know what the main idea is. Leaving. I haven't seen anyone do a with that being said, I'm staying in the NBA draft.
I'm out of here.
Right?
With that being said, thanks for the memories.
Someone should just do a graphic, a picture of them that just says, with that being said. And then you know. You already know. Do you think that you could use the with that being said in your everyday life? Like, talking to your wife, like, hey, honey, I love what you've been doing for the family. The things you're doing are great. You've been tremendously supportive. I know you've been putting in a lot of hours at work. But with that being said, I'm going to play golf today.
I mean, good luck to you. Putting in a lot of work here. Love the hustle. Really helping the organization. And with that being said, I'm going to get out of the house for the next 8 hours. You got this?
And then when you come home, right, I'm back.
I'm back.
Just send a text message with a selfie It says, I'm back. I love it.
You were at Target for 30 minutes. Why are you sending me an I'm back graphic?
I want to start using these in my everyday life because I think it'll be great.
I love this
idea. It's a nice bit.
Of sports graphics in our everyday life.
I think it's great. Let's do it, Josh. Me and you. We're going to start it.
Like if you got a big meeting at the office, you put out a game day graphic.
Or just when you go to Home Depot, just take a selfie and post it. I'm back.
I'm back.
Right? Driving down Dodge. With that being said, I'm making a left turn.
I've announced my decision. It will be a left turn.
Please respect me in this time of need.
Respect my privacy. About why I didn't take a right.
Yep. I do enjoy a Chick-fil-A breakfast sandwich. With that being said, I'm getting Burger King.
Ah! They're burning Chick-fil-A bags in the parking lot. Thought we had them.
It's amazing how these little like turns of phrase just become part of our collective psyche. Right? It's just, you know what's happening as soon as you see it. It is just a signal marker for what's to come. And with that being said,
I'm taking my talents to Wendy's.
I love it. It's awesome. Hey, Mom. Your Thanksgiving dinner's great. Love the turkey. Stuffing on point. You've been there making this Thanksgiving dinner for many years. With that being said, we're going to the other side of the family this year.
Please respect our decision.
Then Mom's on ESPN. I don't know. I thought we'd come to an agreement. I thought the details were all ironed out, but you know, sometimes it doesn't go your way.
Headline, Mom blew a 3-1 lead.
But the I'm back graphic, is it, how long can we keep this going? Like, it was innovative when Jordan did it, right? Like, it was something different. Mm-hmm. It was essentially 2-word press release. And everybody knew. And I get it. Like, especially for basketball players, that's the icon. That's why you do it. But now, if everyone's doing the I'm back graphic, wouldn't you want to do something a little different? And I thought Casey's was super well executed. The picture of him standing in front of the crowd, holding his arms out. Very Christ-like in the pose.
Just like Casey.
And with the I'm back on there. But it's fun. And that's the time of year we're in, man. It's I'm back season. And if you're a soccer fan, it's I'm leaving season.
Yeah, everybody's leaving their
soccer
team.
Everybody's moving. Leo Messi's done it, PSG. We are going to talk about soccer a little bit while I'm in. We have... Tomorrow, Josh is going to effort us a soccer guest because we have the UEFA Champions League final on Saturday. So I want to talk a little bit about that. We'll get to that tomorrow. But for today, setting up the show, we have Jacob Padilla at 11. Casey's back. We'll talk to him about that. Also about Kalkbrenner and Alexander. Then... Josh has got the odd news at 11:45. Michael Brunt's at 12:30. Josh's top five coming at 12:45. And a little later in the show, we got something that I'm kind of excited about. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So have you used ChatGPT? Have you played around with ChatGPT at all?
We used it to create a Cat Stevens song on the show here.
Or Google Bard, which is Google's answer to ChatGPT.
Oh, okay.
So the thing with ChatGPT is it only looks at the internet before 2021. It doesn't have any knowledge of current events.
Oh, interesting.
Bard doesn't do that. So I asked Google Bard for the biggest sports topics of the day. And the results, they're going to be surprising to a lot of people. So we'll get to that later on in the show. Also, we're obviously going to talk about Kasey and Kalkbrenner and Trey Alexander. You know, in the crossover, we talked to Nick about the streaming wars that are going on currently, to quote South Park. So we'll get to that. I've got some thoughts on Eli Drinkwitz and what he had to say about NIL. And an NBA Finals preview. I don't know anything about the NBA now, as far as sports that I watch with a child and several jobs. The NBA was the one that got pushed to the back burner. So I don't know anything about the NBA. So you're going to get my NBA Finals preview from a guy who doesn't know anything about the NBA, which should be just a ton of fun. And that's what we're going to do today on the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone.